Welcome to the second hour of Authentic News right here on RBN Live this first day of February 2024. We have several callers already on the line. Keith Rogers from Montana. Keith, welcome to the show, my friend. Your thoughts for today?
Yeah, Jim, I just wanted to add something there for that Marjorie Taylor Greene there where she was discussing the issue with Oman where... When she cited all that, and she read out the entire script about what was going on, but what got me, though, is what she was citing was exactly like listening to Chuck Schumer, who calls himself a protectorate of Israel. And he openly gets out there, and he says that his number one job is to make sure that that Israel succeeds in everything, and I guess that's okay for him. But again, if you're putting the interest of your own country ahead of that of the government you're supposed to have sworn allegiance to, then I think it's kind of a stupid. You're defeating the principle about protecting your own country.
Yes, of course, it's true. I just think, I think Schumer's a far more serious case because he's so influential in the Senate, whereas Elon is relatively unimportant in the House. I mean, I rather like her diversity, you know, speaking a different point of view, but she doesn't carry anything like the weight or the influence of Chuck Schumer. I think you're making a good point, Keith, that this is hypocritical to be criticizing her for taking a stance toward Somalia that Chuck Schumer is taking toward Israel on a far larger stage.
Yeah, and the other thing, I hate to pick sides or anything like that, but it's no different than watching the drone footage of what's going on over in Ukraine with Russia and Ukraine, again, all caused by the United States with the coup and everything like that. But this morning, it looks like there's an evacuation. Actually, it would have been earlier this morning. Was an evacuation over there where Israel was just leaving crates of, and I sent you a link on your cell phone to my Twitter there, but of crates of U.S. arms that are just being left by Israel, and they're all marked as cartridges and stuff, just crates of them like that, left right on the battlefield. And the amount of IDF that are losing their lives right now, it's kind of sad to witness this, and BB sitting there in the hospitals with IDF soldiers with their legs blown off and everything. It's criminal to know that all this was caused by the fact that, you know, for them, everyone is Hamas to them. And even now, their BB's own wife is pissed off at the, and I don't want to say hostages because Bibi's declared war, so they're prisoners of war. But anyways, she's mad at all these families of those prisoners of war that are meeting to discuss the prisoners, and we're back to the same thing of where everyone's Hamas. So you can't win or lose. Like, you know, it's really sad that so much is going on. And again, they could have called for a ceasefire. And then we have Blinken out there talking about the so-called information from that UN center where he says boldly, well, we haven't seen the evidence, but it's very, very credible. Now, how can you make a statement like that if you haven't seen any evidence? That's hearsay, and hearsay does not hold up in court.
Sure. Absolutely. But then this is politics, not courts, and alas, our courts have become massively politicized. If you have any doubt, check out my latest piece, now republished on Unz.com. the demolition of justice in the USA for five rather stunning examples thereof. Keith, you make good points here, especially I think we have this massive war in Ukraine that was really precipitated by the United States in 2014, bringing about this coup to depose the Russia-friendly then-president of Ukraine and replace him with a Western stooge's puppet of whom Zelensky is a successor, we wouldn't be at war in Ukraine but for that coup. And Israel could not be slaughtering the Palestinians but for the weapons we're providing. And while there's this denial of troops on the ground, I've reported previous evidence that we actually have troops already in Gaza. And Biden's planning to shift our forces in Iraq and Syria into Lebanon to go after Hezbollah. I see the writing on the wall. I'm sure you would agree. Meanwhile, Iran, which is the most peaceful nation in the world, not having launched a war of aggression against any other state since 1775, is being blamed for all the dirty work and terrorism actually being committed by Israel, the United States, and their allies. Keith, four.
Yeah, well, that's just it. Well, if you've noticed, the State Department, they've backed off of their so-called message about Iran. They're now just from the Islamic Republic, fighters like that, you know. They know that if they do an attack on Iran in any way, that Iran's going to retaliate, and so be it. I mean, anyone that knows anything with history, clear back to 1953, what the United States has been doing to Iran, it's just, it's criminal. And this all deals, just, it's kind of like listening to Gore Vidal, which is probably the one of the only good Democrats that I could ever mention there. But he went on to talk about the reason for the Iraq war was all about oil. And he went on to list every single player, whether it was Condoleezza Rice or any of these guys, were all linked with the oil industry. And that's why they were so keen on going in there like that. And I mean, it's like listening to the stock markets and having Blinken again say that, 90% of the money sent to Ukraine stays in America. It makes jobs. It's like, you know, do people actually realize what they're saying when they actually say that? Because it we're back to this aiding and abetting type stuff, to where does it gratify one to sit there and know that the arms that you're making there is going to kill people, and just because you have a good job, a cushy job, that's all that matters is that you're gainfully employed?
Yeah.
And again, the wars are all based on total lies.
100%, Keith, you're absolutely 100% correct. It's just catastrophic, and I don't see how we're going to avoid a world war, because Netanyahu's in charge. He's using the United States as an asset, and he's going to just deploy our forces to benefit Israel, and it doesn't matter how much it costs America in terms of money or lives or weapons or destruction. Ultimately, he doesn't give a damn.
Remember that article from Zero Hedge a couple of years back where it said that the U.S. military should be prepared to die for Israel? And I thought, well, why won't they die for Americans here protecting our own border or something?
Right. And those are talking about Americans dying for Israel, not Israelis dying for Israel, and most certainly not Israelis dying for America. Can you imagine?
Yeah,
it boggles the mind.
It's pure criminal. Pure criminal.
It is. It is.
All right. Well,
Keith,
then,
a final thought.
Yeah, just that as you always close your shows, we live in kind of troubled times here like that, so it's best that people make sure you know what's going on around you like that, because things could change at any moment. And there's a lot of people right now that are going through different housing issues. Even myself, I'm a little bit pissed off there, because my mortgage just jumped $300 and some odd on payments. And when you're disabled, that's a lot of money.
Wow. So, Keith, I'm sorry to hear that, man. But I bet if you're going through it, a lot of Americans, other Americans are going through it too.
That's just it. See? And so, like I say, so I think people should be more keen to what's going on around them like that and not be too quick to judge and stuff. But there are a lot of people that are suffering out there, and it's one of those times that we all need to really pull together, you know?
You got it right, Keith. Thanks a lot for the call. Excellent. CT in Arkansas, glad to have you back, CT. Join the conversation.
Keith stole a lot of my thunder there about especially Chuck Schumer, but I'd like to put a little add-on to that every black politician, every Hispanic one, Asian one, Native American one, Indian one, Polynesian, every one of them get up there. It doesn't matter what level they are, whether a mayor all the way up to the White House, they always put the emphasis that they are there to represent their people, the black community or the Hispanic community or whatever. So what Ilhan Omar said is really nothing out of the ordinary from all the other non-whites.
Yes. I think that's right. Why should she be isolated? Why should she be singled out? I mean, it's silly. I grant you that she did a dumb thing in marrying her brother. I don't believe they ever consummated the marriage. I mean, it was for getting him into the United States. She did this. I think many relatives have done similar or comparable things to benefit their relatives. So I don't see why she should be, you know, ridiculed for that, even if it was a dumb thing to do.
Well, she's Muslim, and you know how what's going on right now in Israel, so they got to stir up the Muslim hate again to try to get war fever again so they can get something like post 9/11 to get us to jump into the Middle East once more.
Okay, good. Yeah, sure. Belittle her because she's Muslim to foment anti-Muslim sentiment because we're going to be slaughtering a whole lot of Muslims. Yeah, you got it. I mean, Israel isn't killing enough of them, so the United States has got to come in and kill a whole lot more. I think you got it right, CT.
Final thought here. On the first day of Black History Month, I would like to put an emphasis on the fact that without the white man's written language, the white man's books, and the white man's printing press, there would be no black history. And I'll leave it at that.
Yeah, that's good. Nice point. Very nice. By the way, let me just mention to Frank in New York, I wasn't able to get you on yesterday, Frank. Call in. We'll get you on today. Meanwhile, John in Michigan. John, join the conversation.
Well, I'll bring up a couple of ideas. First, Oregon and Pennsylvania and Michigan were the pilot states for this dumbing down outcome-based education that was put into place in the 90s, and now we have the results of that with the dumbed down populace 50 and below, because they did it in the universities and colleges too. As far as learning about Israel, on RBN, if you scroll down to the RBN updates, John Stadtmuller did 5 days, 2 hours a day, on Zionism and the Jewish elite. These people are Zionist Ashkenazis. They're not anything. They had no land rights in the area of Israel or Palestine. That was given to them by the Rothschilds. And bringing up that scumbag family, every war is pretty much financed by the Rothschilds. So you say, our tax dollars, well, what they do is create it out of thin air and put it on the debt of whatever country they're loaning it to or forwarding it to, and that they are the ones that are responsible for our issues too in our country, because the Ashkenazis run everything in this country pretty much. They pretty much run the cabinet. Blinken and Mayorka, they're treasonous. They're financing, help financing the invasion from the south. The other point I wanted to get across too, I think it was with the Ashkenazis. If you also go to the Balfour Declaration that was exposed by Benjamin Friedman, it was written in the early 1900s, which, and then John Stadtmuller also explains it in his 5-day presentation. about that, and I did have another thought. I hope I can bring it to thought.
Sure. I think it's great that John Stadtmiller devoted so much time and effort to elucidating and explaining those aspects of communication here involving the Zionists. That's so very important.
Well, that's the only people that are in running Israel. And then Jack Bernstein, he was an American Jew. He wrote he called it fascist, racist Israel, and he got assassinated by the Mossad back in the 80s. But that story there explains it all too. And the thing that people have to realize is all of this, the media is run by the Ashkenazis, and even the churches. In that presentation by John Stadtmiller, he brings up the World Council of Churches, where they came and took all the leaders and said, this is the new story, or the story we're going with, that Israel is the chosen people. And it's been promoted by the media and by the controlling interest since then. And as far as our country goes, we are an administrative state when it comes to the courts, because according to the Act of 1871, the Rothschilds came in and helped us bail out of the Civil War, and then created their own government or status in our country, and we're running under administrative policies. It has nothing to do with our God-given rights. It has to do with working for the corporation. So anybody like Omar and the Senate and the Republic, House of Representatives, they're working for the corporation. Omar, from what I understand, her family was involved with slavery from Somalia. I don't know if you're aware of that, but they're big slave runners out of Somalia. So it's just a joke on us that we think that this government is for the people. It's for the corporation. And that's why anybody can pretty much get in there, like Obama, and nothing gets done, and the courts are all regulated because they're for the administrative position of the state, and that's what we're dealing with. So getting rid of that status, because there are parallel governments. All these state houses and government houses are vacant. They're all run by the administrative tribunal leaders at this time, or rules. All the statutes, everything. A statute is an abrogation of law, and all these lawyers and barristers, they're not supposed to be holding office according to the 13th Amendment. Right underneath that article of Zionism and the Jewish elite on the RBN updates, John Stadtmiller's personal pocket constitution, which was from the 1861, with the 13th Amendment that states that no people with royalty or any type of connection to the royalty can hold office. And what we have here is that, well, they're running the corporation. That's what they're doing.
Yeah, good points. Good points, John. Further thought here, a final thought to close things off.
Well, I'm sure I'll think of it after we get done, but I'm glad you're there, James. I'm pretty much across the pond from you. I'm by, where Traverse City is. I'm north, so we got the same kind of weather and seasons, but I've been following you for a long, long time. Joyce Riley was where I first, I heard you, and it's just been great that you're still out there, and everyone should be really happy that you, and pray for your health, if anything, because we don't have too many people like you out there that have the information and knowledge that you have.
Thanks, John, very much. I'm a big fan of Joyce. We'll be right back with more of your calls. Help in any way. Now these days are gone, I'm not so self-assured.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Do you begin to smell some funky little things going on? Let me share this story with you. It's not so much a story, it's something I wrote years ago. Read your history, people. Stock markets collapse on Friday. Bank seizures, closures, holidays take place after business hours on Friday. Do currencies or governments also collapse on Friday? Tomorrow's Friday. Will the end come on this Friday, or will the inevitable collapse hold off for a while? The next round of the worst financial crisis in 100 years is coming, people, and the government is out to make you and I pay for it. And will your savings survive a global banking wipeout? What happens when the U.S. sees hyperinflation? What if taxes soar not only for the rich? Can you survive if the stock market tanks? Look, between a stock market wipeout, waves of bank failures, soaring government spending that will lead to hyperinflation, and the destruction of the dollar's value, isn't it time that you prepare for the uncertainty which lies ahead? Protect your money now or forever kiss it goodbye. My friends, I offer you over 6 decades' experience of hard asset ownership and knowledge, and I'm prepared to handle the smallest detail in the balanced protection of your portfolio. For as the future of uncertainty continues to blanket this nation of ours, I believe that I can offer you the privacy, safety, security, and possibly some profitability which you deserve. And so I invite you to visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com for further information regarding protecting your wealth. Or call me, Jeffrey Bennett, at 602-799-8214. Or by email at KettleMoraineLTD@Cox.net for private consultation. Once again, our phone number, 602-799-8214. It's almost Friday.
Someone help! When I was younger, so much younger than today, I never needed anybody's help in any way. But now these days are gone, I'm not so self-assured. Now I find a change of mind, I'll open up the doors. Help me if you can, I'm feeling down.
Laura in Michigan, our second caller from Michigan. Laura, join the conversation.
Hello, Mr. Fetzer. What I want to talk about is what happened yesterday. 4 people were found guilty of the FACE Act and got 11 years in prison. 2 of the people are from Michigan that I'm personal friends with. And I'm just so upset about it.
Tell us about the case, Laura, the SAFE Act.
The FACE Act is about the block of the door of a Planned Parenthood. But Glenn Beck said that he has video of it. They did not block it. They were on the sidewalk singing hymns and praying.
They're being punished because they're supposed to have blocked access to a Planned Parenthood clinic in opposition to abortion, and they've been punished by the court system in a manner that appears grossly unfair, illegal, and unconstitutional. Do I have it right?
Right. People need to get informed about the full informed jury. They have to start nullifying these kind of bad laws.
Yeah.
Jury nullification.
Well, Whitmer has been such a disaster for Michigan, Laura. My heart goes out to everyone in the state having to tolerate such a buffoon in the office of governor. I mean, it's just in my opinion, awful.
Well, this, where they were found guilty, was in Tennessee.
Ah,
they were in Tennessee,
okay.
Yeah.
Tennessee.
Anyway, just people got to start nullifying these laws.
Yeah.
Biden, I guess.
Jury. The jury right to nullify if they think the law is fundamentally unjust. I agree with you.
We could stop a lot of this if people could learn how to nullify. There's a website for fully informed jury. People wonder what they can do.
Very good, Laura. Do you have other points you'd like to make?
I'm just very upset because these people, I mean, I can vouch for them. They're the kindest, sweetest people you'd ever know, and having them in prison for 11 years.
They're getting 11, well, they can appeal it, right? I mean, it's going to go to appeal.
They got the Thomas More Society helping them.
Good.
They said, well, it could go to the Supreme Court, but I don't trust the Supreme Court anymore either.
11 years for a nonviolent crime, a peaceful protest, and they were actually even blocking access to the clinic. That is outrageous, Laura. I'm glad you called in about it. Good.
Yeah, people have to realize about that. There's a war on Christians right now. People worry about the Palestinians. There's a war on Christians.
Yes. I think you're right, and others are picking up on it. Very good, Laura. Right. Final thought for today?
That's all. Just got to realize. Please look up the Informed Jury Association.
And your friends have...
Anybody you know is getting a jury, tell them they can nullify bad laws.
My sympathy goes out to your friends, Laura. I'm very glad you called in on their behalf and shared this with us. You're absolutely right about it.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Laura. Tom in Florida. Tom, what's on your mind today, my friend?
Yeah, good day, Jim, everybody in RBN. Laura's got a good point. I think all the Christians ought to get together in these billionaires and buy NBC News so we have one of the major networks. But I just want to say CT and John made great calls, and CT was right on the money. And before I start rolling Nikki Haley and immigration, I want to go to this. I want everybody to know in RBN, the three biggest slave owners in 1865 were black men. Who owned black slaves? Look it up. You can look it up on your YouTube or whatever you got to do, the encyclopedia. And there were three biggest slave owners in the South were black males that owned black slaves. I want the RBN audience to understand that. And the Keith Rogers point, I want to let Keith know something. I called in 10 Congress people today. I'm going to give the number, Jim, if I can. It's 202-224- or 225-3121, and everybody should go, Laura and everybody, Jim, I mean, Keith and everybody call their congressperson and to demand that every American who can prove they've been in this country over 50 years is going to get a small business loan at $350,000 at 2% business loan. And a lot of Congress people I called today, they like the idea. They're going to propose that on the House floor, that if you're an American citizen, you can prove your lineage to this country for 50 years with no criminal record or anything, that you're going to be able to get a small business loan like these illegal aliens are getting at 2% or 3% at $350,000. So maybe Keith, that's how he could start calling his Congress people, and we demand that we get $350,000.
Tom, hang on. We'll stick with you after the break. We'll be right back with Tom from Florida.
Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Oh. homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org, T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Eleanor Rigby picks up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people. Where do they all come from? All the lonely people. Where do they all belong?
Tom, carry on.
Well, you know, Jim, first off, if you ever change your bumper music, if I ever had a show, I tell you what bumper music I like, the song I like to play, it'd be called The Grand Illusion by Styx. The Grand Illusion. You ever listen to the beginning of that song, you understand what I'm talking about. The Grand Illusion.
Okay.
Anyway, yeah, Jim, here's what I want to talk about. Before I go to Nikki Haley, I want everybody to call their congressperson. And you know what? Even if it's 4%, Jim, 4% for business loan, payback. At $350,000, every white person should deserve to start a business. That's my point. And I want us to demand that. That's what we need as American citizenry. Remember, we're not a nation of immigrants. We're a nation of citizenry. Now, Jim, I don't know if you know this, but there was a guy in the Donald Trump administration a year ago that said Texas should break away from the union. Well, guess who's out there today while promoting that? The Indian. Guess who's promoting that, Jim? The Indian. You know who I'm talking about?
You don't mean Pocahontas?
No, I'm talking Nikki Haley. Nikki Haley's on the news right now saying that Texas should break away from the United States if they get in one more illegal alien in the state. If one more illegal comes through the border, that Abbott should declare that Texas will break away from the union.
What is she doing? She's not from Texas. What the hell is she doing telling Texans what they should do? I mean, ridiculous.
Well, because she stole that information from the guy Stephen Miller in the Trump administration. I don't remember. Mark Levin said it, but I know Stephen Miller did. And he's the one that said a year ago that if this keeps going on with Texas, they can break away and declare their own personal country, Texas. And now Nikki Haley's out there today at all the major networks saying that Texas should break away from the union. She might have a point there, Jim, because they are being invaded. It's a conquest.
Yeah, well, that's a losing argument for a candidate for president, because it's dividing the states rather than uniting. Texas does appear to be unique among the states, Tom, that it actually has the legal right to break away. But I think that the problems it would encounter by becoming an independent nation would be overwhelming and far outweigh the benefits from remaining a part of the union. And I think this is just one more harebrained idea from Nikki Haley, coming from her especially. I can understand why Texans might want to contemplate the option, but I do believe it would be a mistake.
Well, I think, Jim, I think Joe Biden ought to change his name to Joe Robinette Santa Anna Biden. His name should be Joe Robinette Santa Anna Biden. The guy Santa Anna. This guy's done what Santa Anna couldn't do. This criminal Biden, this dirty Irish rat bastard. And I'm Irish, and I'm ashamed to say it. I'm ashamed to say I'm an Irishman when I look at that Biden with that squinty eyes that act like a crazy, fumbling, mumbling, tumbling buffoon.
Remember, Tom, he's a fraud. I think the latest report has that four different persons have played Biden here in this administration. Four different actors have impersonated him. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, I got a thought, Jim. You know, I'm looking at all these squad members, these women, these black women. And, you know, this one woman's screaming her head off, y'all close the Walgreens and the CVS is in our neighborhood. Well, hey, Jim, they're getting robbed every day. They steal everything they can. You wonder why these corporations, Walgreens, CVS, Walmart, they're all closing these stores down. They're getting fed up with all the robberies going on. They're not happening in white neighborhoods. They're not happening in white areas, where there's white Caucasians, the Northern Europeans. They're happening in the Afro-American community. Why?
As more and more stores close, the worse and worse the situation becomes, because there's fewer and fewer revenue to be taxed. There's less income for the cities to deal with the problems, which are growing worse and worse. It's a death spiral, a downward economic death spiral for these Democrat cities, Tom.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Jim, I'm telling you right now, before this election goes down, you watch these dirty demon rat jackasses are going to scream that there's another virus coming out, like Ebola or something from Africa, and they're going to try to shut the government back down, Ebola. It's coming, Jim. You can see it happening right now. And they're bringing all these illegal aliens, and they're not getting inoculated. The diseases, tuberculosis is running rampant in some areas now, Jim.
Tom, give us your final thought for today.
My final thought, what happened in New York is a disgrace. When you have illegal aliens beating up New York City police officers, and they're shooting birds when they get out of jail, and they're not, you know, they should be deported right then and there. Eisenhower would have never allowed that. He would have shipped every one of them out, Dwight David Eisenhower. And this 30 criminal fight to load our officers and our police to get beat up by illegal aliens and gang members, and the Mexican president's complacent in all this. He's a criminal, that Obrador. He's a crook, a dirty, rotten crook.
Tom, I always appreciate. I appreciate hearing from you, Tom. Thanks again.
We love you,
Dave. New York, Dave in New York, join the conversation, Dave. Dave, are you there, Dave? If not, we have another caller from New York, Frank. Frank, go ahead, join the conversation, Frank.
Okay, Inspector, is this Inspector? Oh, no, you got promoted. I'm sorry, you're Director, right?
Go ahead.
Okay, yesterday I was going to call up. And as Tom said, you know, call these people. But I'm going to tell you, Jim, you know, if you got a Democratic congressman and you call up, I was going to say call them up and say, hey, let's make sure the next election's on the up and up, okay? But these Democrats, they're not going to pay any attention to you. If you do call congressmen, and apparently Tom said he called eight of them, so obviously seven weren't his. So concentrate on the Republicans, because the Democrats, they're not going to do anything. They might give you a little lip service, but actually they're not going to do anything at all. You know, I contacted my congressman a few times about Jeffrey Epstein. Never got back to me, never got back to me. I mean, you know, they're in line, and they just stay in line. And I want to talk about Keith, if I could. Keith made a great call earlier, okay, about Charles Schumer. You know, yesterday Owen Schroyer ran a bit. And he said, okay, we're going to bring on, you know, Ilhan Omar and how she's going to be standing up for Somalia. And then they played a tape, okay, and it was Schumer talking to a Jewish audience primarily, I guess. And he was saying how he's the guardian of Israel and all of this. That's what it was. And Schroyer made a great point. He said, you know, this guy can say that. That's all right. No problem. But she steps up and says something. You know, he said they should all be America First citizens and no dual citizens in the whole thing. I mean, it's disgusting what they're getting away with here, you know, and they've got the power and the influence in the media. And, you know, we're going to have an uphill battle. And if these Republicans don't get together and guarantee the next election is, you know, and look, I wasn't a big Trump fan, okay? You know, he never jailed Hillary, didn't build the wall, and I could go on and on and on. But obviously, he's our only hope. I voted for him last time, reluctantly, but who could vote for Biden? I mean, I think your figures are correct. I don't know where you got them, but I believe that Trump probably got about 100 million votes, and Biden probably got a third of that. Those would match up with the way it appears. I mean, the people in the country, the Democrats don't even want this guy running. They buy groceries, too. They buy gas. They can see what inflation's doing. And this border problem, it's crazy. I mean, you know, I'm at a loss for words, obviously, Jim, the way it's going on.
Oh, Frank, you're not at a loss of words, but your words are having impact, too. I like it, Frank. A final thought.
Okay, well, I would just say, as Tom said, you know, go online, get that number, you know, call that number. I think Tom gave it out earlier. But I would say concentrate on Republicans, okay? Because if the Republicans get together, they've got the majority in the House, maybe they can really make sure the next election goes, you know, forthright instead of off the beam the way we saw. You know, it's kind of funny, Jim, I'll be quick. I was talking to a friend of mine the other day, and I was telling her, I said, you know, look at the last time they had the major election. I said, you know, they're counting ballots, you know, 10 days after the election's over. And she said, yeah, she said, in the old days, we just did it by hand and stuff, and you knew the next day. Now, with all the technology, it should be quicker, but obviously, I don't know if they want to make it more cumbersome or whatever, but I think they're cheating a little bit along the way, as we all know. And you have a good day, Jim. Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it.
You're nailing it, Frank. We got Dave back. Dave in New York, join the conversation, Dave.
Yes, hello, Jim.
Yes.
You got me? Okay. Hey, your first caller, I think it was, he was talking about the administrative corporate United States, and that was a very good point. He laid it out very well. The whole thing is, you know, I remember John Stadtmiller on here pounding the table sometimes saying, you know, they're not following the Constitution. Well, it's absolutely frustrating. Of course they weren't, you know. We really need to come to this reality because they don't have to. They don't have to protect the states. You were running a clip earlier that allegedly this federal government needs to protect the states according to the Constitution. Well, sorry. I don't think they're subject to that in the entity that they have acting, the all caps United States. So this is a very important point. We're stuck. We're stuck with this. I don't know. People keep talking this way, but I think there's a big deception that's gone on, and they switched the operating entities. This creates a big problem. So
I thought Trump had reversed that and reverted us to the Constitution, not any longer the corporation, Dave. But
well, I would hope so. I have no clue really to get to the bottom of this. I think we should understand this, though, before we start making assumptions that it should be X, Y, or Z way. You did a video recently with Rafa Wu's News. I was very interested in watching that because I had sent you something about Wu's News a little before that. And The guy is, the most impressive thing about him is he starts out saying, I'm not taking sides. I'm not for Trump. I'm not for Biden. I'm not for Democrats or Republicans. So he had a very neutral position that he's laying out that he's doing this from. Now, the video that he has is very damning to the narrative that they put out on TV on January 6th, 7th, and 8th, et cetera. Who in the world recorded that, and how did Rafa get it? This is a very concerning to me. It seems, isn't this an important point, Jim?
Sure. Yeah. I also did an interview with Rafa about the death of David Crowley, the Gray State guy in Minnesota, which very clearly differed, in fact, from the official narrative. I think Rafa is a smart guy and really doing good work. So I agree with you, Dave.
Well, I watched his whole video, What's Wrong With, you know, Everything Wrong With J6 in 482 Angles or whatever it was. It took me the whole video, but by the end of that video, I said, yeah, this is very clear, especially the black lady who was there saying, they're all acting. I mean, she was totally honest, it appeared to me, but it's very believable, his thesis here, and all the embedded journalists, well-known journalists, maybe with a gas mask on or whatever. So, Jim, who recorded this to be released later on? This sounds like a big setup all the way to the top. I mean, the top meaning everybody. Trump and Biden all together. They're all in it together. I mean, I don't see it another way right now.
I think Trump is the outlier. I think Trump isn't part of a group, and that's why they're going so far out of their way to try to deny him. Because, Dave, look, I've made this argument many times. If Trump is their guy, you go with the poll. Everyone likes Trump, meaning the overwhelming majority. Put him in office, and he'll do your thing. He's not going to do their thing, and that's why they're opposing him. I think that's the rock bottom argument.
Huh? He did the warp speed for one, but number two, what I'm saying is that who put this out? Who recorded this all ahead of time to come out later to split everybody up and say, hey, look, there's clear evidence it was 300 people paid to do this, and then other people are believing the initial story. Certainly Pelosi didn't make that video and leak it to Rafa, did she? I mean, what's going on?
Pelosi, that's interesting. Pelosi apparently set up with her nephew to have him on the scene to film it, knowing in anticipation what would happen because she was the planner. In my opinion, J6 was all from the mind of Nancy Pelosi, which is very warped. And she's about as sick politically as her husband is sexually, as I see it. Bad, bad pair.
Well, I think the bottom line is there's a lot of things going on, and I'm not too concerned about whether Michelle is a he, she, or it. I think it's more like, where are we going to go for protection with what's going to happen? And to predict the next move of what's going to happen, I think, is nearly impossible, seeing the things that have come out crazily. But Disease X is certainly being proposed, that there's some Disease X out there. this is very unusual and suspicious.
Well, we all know. By calling it X, they can plug in any damn thing they want. And, you know, I think we're going to be hit with all of the above. And, the border crisis can be converted into some kind of civil war, declare martial law, and all the Republicans and Trump supporters are domestic terrorists. I think that's one way it can go. We can have, war breaking out. I mean, they're going to bomb Hezbollah, the hell out of Hezbollah. I don't think Russia's going to stand for it, and Iran very well not either. So I recently reported, you know, how maybe the border war is supposed to be world war. Is it the Babylon Bee? And maybe the world, you know, but to distract from the border war, Biden's going to have a world war. Well, I think maybe to distract from the world war borders, he's going to have a border war. I think it works both ways, actually, for this absolutely corrupt administration. Give us a final thought, Dave.
Well, I think for some people, the solution they have is they have a faith and a belief in a God. And that has done great things for people in wartime, in foxholes, and everywhere. And you may see this point. I know you're at a neutral position on this, but this is something to consider, Jim. It may be the best defense to believe in an outside force that many have seen exists and acts when serious prayer is given. Yeah. There's been many examples of this. So,
John, my response to that is God helps those who help themselves. We're going to have to help ourselves.
We have to do our part. You're right.
Yeah.
On that.
Yeah.
I'm glad
you called. Bye. Good call. Mike in Brazil. Mike, join the conversation from Brazil.
Hi, Jim. Okay. My first word would be for Tom from Florida. I'm here. I'm listening to the show every day.
Tom likes to hear from
so.
Yeah.
Okay. The reason I'm not calling is because you, Tom, are making the points I was going to make. So what's the point of calling? What's the point of calling? But I heard you talking about Sebastian from Sweden and Mike from Brazil. And I thought today is time to call just to put Tom's mind to rest. I'm here, okay? I'm listening to your calls. I love your calls. You're an excellent caller. And I'll just leave it at this. I'm here, okay? So don't confuse my silence with not listening to the show. Do not confuse that.
Bye.
Now, let me get to my point.
Sure.
Mr. Schumer, our senator from New York, okay, he must be stripped of his citizenship, okay, period. He must be stripped of his citizenship because he is serving a foreign interest, meaning that he's guilty of treason. He is serving a foreign government. Therefore, he should be stripped of his citizenship and ship his ass back to Israel where he belongs, okay?
Yeah.
And another thing is, I've heard a lot of calls about this amendment, that amendment, the Bill of Rights and all that stuff, but nobody bothers to mention the Ninth Amendment. Nobody bothers to mention the Ninth Amendment, which means, literally, I'm trying to quote it from my memory, all right, that it should not be misconstrued that certain rights enumerated in the Constitution should be eliminated or something like that. So the fact is that the Ninth Amendment gives you the rights which are not enumerated in the Constitution, and you retain them for yourself. And the Tenth Amendment, okay, which is the right of states, talking about Greg Abbott in Texas. Now, talking about Greg Abbott, I love the guy. I don't know. Maybe he's playing both sides. I don't know this. Okay, I'm not going to pronounce myself on this. But so far, I like what he's doing. And Greg Abbott, what he should do, he should have the sheriffs of those particular counties deputize the citizenry and arm them with long-range rifles, okay, and shoot anybody trying to cross the border. End of story, okay? Because Mallorca doesn't do a damn thing to stop the invasion. And in this case, it is up to the people to take matters into their own hands and put plaques everywhere, billboards. Anybody trying to cross the border will be shot, okay? Just like military installations. You'll see, when you walk into a military installation, the first thing you'll see is a billboard saying, trespassers will be shot, okay? They should put this along the border, I don't know how many hundreds of miles the border is between California and Arizona or New Mexico, but I assume it's about 1,500 miles, something like that. They should put billboards advising potential invaders that they will be shot and possibly killed, okay? And I bet you if this doesn't work, nothing will, okay? This is ridiculous. Our country is being invaded. Joe Biden wants to eliminate the whites. He wants to create a brown society.
I think you're spot on now. I don't know that the governors of New Mexico or Arizona or California, I mean, you got Gavin Newsom, he's going to be all in for migration. Katie Hobbs, they had to put in over Kerry Lake because Kerry Lake would not have stood for it. I'm not clear about the situation in New Mexico, but as I understand it today, none of those three states are opposed to the immigration the way Texas is. So I think there's a problem. We have an inconsistency there, Mike. But I think you're right. I think shoot, kill trespassers would put an end to it. I agree with that.
No.
Jim,
this is what I'm saying. They should put billboards saying trespassers will be shot trying to cross the border. Or, like Mike Rivero used to say, put alligators in Rio Grande. Okay.
With alligators,
they'll strip them to the bone, okay? It's either that or the other. I would prefer to be shot, okay? Killed by an alligator is a lot more painful than being shot. So the problem is this. We have a serious problem at the border. And this president, a so-called president, okay, he doesn't seem to be giving a damn about it, okay?
I know.
And I live in Brazil, and I care about what's happening there. How come he's not caring about it? Living in Brazil, 3,000, 4,000 miles away from the United States, okay? And I care about what's happening there. And this guy doesn't give a damn. You know, this is ridiculous. And, you know, they should put sharpshooters, well-trained, and give them fair warning, okay? I'm not saying they should shoot them on sight, no. What I'm saying is put billboards telling them that any attempt to cross the border will be met with deadly force, okay?
Yes.
And I think that should be enough for them. And I can guarantee you, Jim, you will stop the invasion. I can guarantee you that. When the first two or three guys will fall dead, they will back off. I guarantee you that. And one last point I want to make. I don't know why they want to attack Iran. Iran did no harm to the United States. It's a peaceful nation. They have never had a war in the last 200 years, a war of aggression. And yet, this bird brain, like you call her, and I love that, this bird brain wants to attack Iran. I don't know.
Mike, I love your call. Alexander, Art, and John again. I'll get you on tomorrow. Call early. Meanwhile, everyone, spend as much time as you can with your family, your friends, the people you love and care about. We do not know how much time we have left. Support RBN.
Yes, I get by with a little help from my friends.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new Easy 4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.